A Wisconsin Ports Association letter blames California U.S. Senator Barbara Boxer for the delays. Lake Carriers Association President James Weekly agrees.
As things stand right now, yes, the bill is effectively stalled.
Weekly and several Great Lakes port directors want the ballast bill passed to end the threat of closing the St. Lawrence Seaway to shipping. That threat comes after an appeals court ruling in July that said ballast water must comply with the Clean Water Act, and the EPA cannot exclude ballast water from the act. Weekly says the ballast water bill would simply allow the Coast Guard to decide ballast water standards and not have state-to-state regulations.
Vessels obviously move about. One day they're in Wisconsin waters, the next day they're in Michigan. But under the Clean Water Act, instead of having one federal standard, you can have differing standards from state to state.
Wisconsin U.S. Senator Russ Feingold says he's working to get the bill through Congress and acknowledges that the stumbling block is the Clean Water Act.
And they're right about that. We need to make sure we don't weaken the Clean Water Act. There may be some exceptions there because California has stronger standards, so one of the compromises may be to say, all right, let California do that, but let's get this thing through, and that may be a way to solve this objection.
Senate sources involved with negotiations over the ballast bill hope a compromise can be worked out before Congress adjourns September 26th. They say Senator Boxer's office is negotiating with all sides, including the shipping industry. The House has already approved the ballast water bill. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.